Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Well, there's a little bit of good news. And whenever there's some good news to report, we try to bring it to you because we've been accused in the past of being a downer of a radio show. Even though we always try to come up with solutions to the various different issues that we discuss and the problems that we might outline in society, sometimes people say, well, you guys are too negative. Well, there's a lot of negative news out there, first and foremost.
As a matter of fact, that's kind of what news is.
True. Yeah, for the most part it is. But there's a lot of negative things to talk about in regards to what the government is doing to your freedoms. And so we do tend to focus on that. And the war on drugs is one of those negative things. In fact, it is even if you aren't a drug user, it's one of those negative things that is affecting your life whether you like it or not. Whether or not you've ever smoked a joint or snorted a line of cocaine or drank underage or whatever, even if you haven't done any of those things, the war on drugs affects your life because for several reasons. Because the fact that drugs are illegal means they're handled by the black market, which means that prices go up drastically, like 3,000 to 5,000%.
Of course they do. I mean, if you're selling those things, the cops want to put you in jail. That means that there's going to be a lot of costs involved, and people are going to want a big markup, a big reward for doing it.
Because it's so expensive, that means the users are going to have to do some pretty extreme things in order to get the money for their habits, which could include robbing you at gunpoint. It could include stealing from your home, stealing from your car. It could include an employee stealing from you and your business. I mean, just on down the list. And so this is just one of the ways that the war on drugs can affect you, let alone if you happen to have a family member who is a drug user or a loved one who gets picked up by the police and thrown into a jail cell. That's going to affect your life, especially if you counted on that person to, I don't know, provide an income for your family, to take care of your kids.
Or if it is your kid, I mean, it's everything you've invested your life in, and then they get a drug conviction. That makes it tough to get a job.
So there's all kinds of reasons why you should care about the war on drugs. The other one is the loss of your freedoms, in that the right to privacy has been fairly significantly eroded by the war on drugs. The Fourth Amendment, right to be free from search or seizure, unreasonable search or seizure, has just been chipped away at year by year, just chipped away, you know, to the point where you virtually don't have any sort of security in your belongings, your possessions, your privacy. That's all gone because of the war on drugs. So there's real bad news with the war on drugs, but occasionally there's a little bit of good news. According to the Drug War Chronicle, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled as of last month that the police cannot routinely search the vehicles of people that they arrest. In a 3-2 decision, the court held that the warrantless search of Rodney Gant, after he was arrested, handcuffed, and sitting in the back of a police car went beyond an allowable search incident to arrest and was not justifiable. Gant, who was from Tucson, was convicted on drug charges after police waiting for him as part of a drug investigation arrested him on a warrant for driving on a suspended license when he drove up to a targeted address. Police knew he had the pre-existing warrant because they'd checked up on him during an earlier encounter at the same address. When Gant drove up and got out of his car, police called him over and arrested and handcuffed him. They then searched the vehicle and found the drugs that led to his conviction. The court overturned the conviction, calling the search a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which I'm actually pretty surprised about this decision, because it seems like, you know, they had the probable cause. It seems like they had already arrested the guy, and you would think that if there
arrest
was
arrest doesn't really mean probable cause to search your vehicle.
Apparently it doesn't, and I guess, you know, I've just been sort of mind-warped by the way society is today. The legal argument centered around whether the facts in this case were consistent with a search incident to arrest. U.S. courts have recognized searches incident to arrest as one of the few areas where the Fourth Amendment requirement of probable cause or a search warrant not does apply, citing officer safety and the need to preserve evidence. The Arizona Supreme Court held that the search of Gant's vehicle after he was already under arrest and handcuffed for a traffic warrant was not a search incident to arrest when the justifications no longer exist because the scene is secure and the arrestee is handcuffed, secured in the back of a patrol car and under the supervision of an officer. Therefore, because the man had already been arrested, he was no longer a threat to the officers. Therefore, they had no reason to search his vehicle. Very interesting. The warrantless search of the arrestee's car cannot be justified as necessary to protect the officers at the scene or to prevent the destruction of evidence. Arizona law enforcement wasn't happy about the ruling, and some agencies suggested they would find ways to skirt it.
I bet
they will. Police departments across the state, working with the associations of the chiefs of police, filed briefs urging the court to uphold the conviction and hinting they would adopt different arrest procedures, perhaps not handcuffing the suspects until after the vehicle search, and able to so they can continue the practice.
Now,
just like the cops.
I thought that the cops were there to enforce the law and that the Supreme Court interpreted it.
Apparently, Mark, the cops are there to do whatever they can get away with doing.
I think they're
until the courts put them down.
Waging a war is what it sounds like they're doing.
What do you mean, like a political war?
It's just in general. They'll fight and in whatever manner they need to. If it's got to be underhanded, if we've got to skirt the rules, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm. It's typical of the police. 1-800-259-9231. One more thought from one of the judges. Justice Birch addressed the implied threat in her opinion, quote, "We presume the police officers will exercise proper judgment in their contacts with arrestees and will not engage in conduct which creates unnecessary risks to their safety or public safety in order to circumvent the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement."
I presume some police will, and I presume some won't.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a little bit of good news. That's usually what we get, right? It's usually just a little bit of good news. It's just a little baby step back in the right direction, while at the same time they're taking five steps, in a negative direction. So, since we're on the issue, might as well do some corrupt cop stories. We haven't done some in a while. This one from, again, all of this from StopTheDrugWar.org. They do a great weekly newsletter. You can have it delivered to your email box as well. In El Paso, a Customs and Border Patrol agent was arrested last month for allegedly letting more than a ton of marijuana into the country. That's a lot of pot.
Mm-hmm.
CPB officer Margarita Crispin is charged with one count of conspiracy to import a controlled substance. According to the indictment, she conspired with others from 2003 to this year to let truckloads get by border checkpoints. She was jailed, awaiting a bond hearing last report. So that's one example of what you're going to see more of down at the border, especially if they increase border security. If they put up a big fence, for instance, a lot of drugs will... most of the drugs go through... They go through on vehicles. I mean, they go through in the backs of big rigs. That's the way most of it goes through. Well, tunnels. Tunnels are another way that they can move them. But in order to move 1,000 pounds or 2,000 pounds of marijuana or cocaine across the border through a Border Patrol checkpoint, it's pretty much a requirement that you have the Border Patrol on your side. You could try it. I mean, you can roll the dice and hope they don't search the back of your 18-wheeler. And maybe you'd make it through, but eventually they're going to check on you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play those odds.
Right. So it makes more sense to just simply increase the cost of your marijuana or your cocaine or whatever it is, to increase the cost in order to absorb whatever, however many thousands of dollars you have to pay to the Border Patrol agents in order to make the trip. You're buying it for such a little price down in Mexico that adding another $50 a pound or $100 a pound to the price isn't going to really affect your ability to sell at retail in the United States.
Right, and when you're a Border Patrol agent, what are you making, $30,000, $40,000 a year? I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch.
Yeah, it's something like that.
So, an extra spiff of $2,000, maybe $5,000 per
car
truck,
payment,
per
you
month.
Know? That's a mortgage
some.
Payment.
$10,000?
Yeah. You're putting that down to towards your kid's college fund. I mean, that's significant. And it's cash. It's untraceable. You're not
getting
taxed on it. So there's more to the story, but we're going to take your calls because that's what's important. 800-259-9231 to Eric's and a John, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want, ladies. If you call in, you come first. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Someday soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, easily downloadable for free. freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAIs. We go to the phones, to the fun, to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric. Hello, Eric. Eric in Michigan, going once. Eric in Michigan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Eric, what's on your mind?
I'm not understanding your argument on the drug war. You said that if we stop the drug war, then there will be less drug-related robberies. And
yes,
I don't think
of course.
That's true.
Why? Why don't
because,
you think that?
People just use more drugs.
Well, that drugs don't cause robberies, sir. The price of drugs causes robberies.
I don't think that's true, though, because, like, let's look at something else that's really expensive. Like, for instance, not many people rob to buy a Rolls Royce. That's just not the way it goes. You know, you're
not many people are addicted to Rolls Royces, sir.
Now, hold on just a second. Let's use another parallel that's probably a little more apt, shall we? How about alcohol? It one time in the United States was illegal, right?
Okay.
And were there crimes committed around alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Heard of Al Capone?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why wouldn't crimes decrease as a result of drug illegalization?
Well, I think that you guys are equating two different things. I think that you're saying that gang-related or like cartel-related drug violence is the same as individual drug violence with people that are just searching for money to get drugs.
So you would say the gang-related violence due to drugs would decrease dramatically?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, great. Now, What would set the price of drugs, mostly, to some extent, would be how much it costs to produce them. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine's made from cocoa plants, relatively easy to put together and mash out. You see the process down in Colombia there, not too difficult. Heroin's made out of poppy seeds, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Another name for marijuana is weed,
mm-hmm.
because it grows like one. So it likely these companies would get in competition and the price would be set basically on how much can they make run their company on and the cost of production. I don't think that you could expect to see marijuana cost much more than a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
I don't think you could expect to see cocaine or heroin cost much more than generic labeled aspirin or any other drugs that are out there.
Right.
Because these would not be these wouldn't be copyrightable, patentable. Formulations, they would just be the drug.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how many alcoholics or cigarette nicotine addicts or even caffeine addicts are out there knocking over convenience stores and robbing people's houses blind in order to get their next pack of cigarettes or their next fifth of whiskey?
Well, I don't think that, there's no, there's withdrawals with certain things. Like, I don't really think there is with caffeine, and for some people, perhaps, for alcohol, perhaps, with cigarettes, perhaps. But I think that if you're talking about heroin, for instance, the withdrawals are much, much more severe, and as such, people are going to keep using it because they need it, and they're going to keep using it at an increased rate. And as such, eventually, perhaps it'll take a little bit longer for them to run out of funding to fund their habit, because heroin, you can't function usually on that sort of drug. People don't hold down regular jobs and then do heroin. You don't see CEOs that do a bunch of heroin.
They don't currently hold down regular jobs, but I do believe that a person could have a heroin habit and make slightly more than minimum wage. In the same way that people make minimum wage and have alcohol, or minimum wage or slightly more, whatever it is that an adult gets paid, because not too many adults get minimum wage.
Look at all.
And they have alcohol problems. They have cigarette problems.
Yeah.
They manage to, they manage to support their addictions there.
Smokers are putting cigarettes into their body every 15 minutes if they can during the daytime.
Some are.
They can afford those habits. There's no reason why they wouldn't be able to afford it if these drugs were legal. Even if there are still a handful of instances of violence, the whole situation would be drastically removed from what we have today. Wouldn't you agree?
What I'm arguing is that people don't rob for drugs because drugs are expensive. They're robbing for drugs because drugs are addictive, extremely addictive. Now, there's different classes
of drug
addicts?
Hold on just a second. What I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing. Obviously, drugs are very addictive. Isn't alcohol to an alcoholic very addictive? Don't they manage to function throughout their day? There's so many functional alcoholics. Certainly you see a few littering the streets out there, but I would venture to say that there's probably 10 times, maybe 20 times the amount of functional alcoholics out there for every one that you see sitting in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if somebody develops a heroin habit well beyond what they currently have, you know, if they've got the full blown heroin habit, that problem's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, they might just die. And also, people that love or care about the heroin addicts, presuming they have anybody, will hopefully notice that they've changed their behavior, that they're not any longer showing up to work, that sort of thing, and they can go and get the help that they need, which in a legal world where these drugs are legal, they would be scared to do anymore. A lot of drug addicts are frightened to death of going and getting help for themselves because they understand that there's a chance somebody's going to snitch them out to the cops. There may even be laws in place that require the police to be notified of anybody seeking assistance. So, or at least they certainly paranoia strikes and they believe that to be the case. So they would be more likely to be able to seek out that help and get the help that they need. There's so many reasons. I mean, you're not arguing for keeping drugs legal, are you? You're just bringing up objections, or keeping them illegal. You're just bringing up objections.
Well,
right?
I'm really not certain. Like, I'm absolutely certain that pot should be legalized, but beyond that, I think there's certain drugs that are so addictive in their nature that it absolutely ruins a life. And no matter what the drug costs, even if it costs a penny for a hit of heroin or what have you, the people would still end up, you know, losing all their money, losing their job, and they'd end up robbing for it.
Now, I don't think so. Hold on. Let's go.
I think that their fund will run out before their addiction catches up with them and kills them.
For a penny for a hit of heroin, you can beg that kind of money.
Yeah.
And people do beg the kind
Perhaps
of money it takes.
A bit extreme, sorry.
I know. I'm,
but it's not necessarily
extreme. Talking, it's not that
Look
extreme.
Look at aspirin.
Say it's a buck. You telling me you can't that an adroit beggar can't beg a dollar for their next hit of heroin?
Well, I doubt it's going to be a buck. I mean, it's imported. You know, you got
to. Why is it imported though?
Poppies.
Well, yes, I understand that, but poppies are illegal in the United States. You can't grow them. So if
people
it was
grow
legal,
pot, and that's legal in the United States. So why do people grow pot here?
I've got no answers as to why they grow poppies in Afghanistan and they don't grow them here, but I do know that the United States is blessed with some of the most diverse geography in the world, and that we can grow poppies here. I can assure you, I've seen stories. Right. In the same way that we could grow cocoa plants and that kind of thing. They're not just indigenous to only one place in the world and we'll only grow there. The same way we have bamboo here is the same way we could have poppy seeds or cocoa plants.
Can we rewind for a moment here? Because in the early part of the 20th century, all of these drugs were legal. All of them. Heroin, you could go down to your local corner pharmacy.
Send your 7-year-old
in. Send your kid in there. Give him a couple bucks. And you could walk out. And I think we might have just lost all of our callers. I don't know. That's usually what happens when that noise happens. Okay, we do. Good. You could walk out with a bottle full of liquid heroin. And you could take it to your heart's content and go back down, you know, the next day and get a whole other bottle full, and the only issue we had with drug addiction was bored housewives. These people were not stealing from their neighbors. They were taking the money that their husbands earned and going and buying heroin, and it was very, very affordable. It was not a big deal. Nobody even batted an eye at it. Thanks for the concerns, Eric, but the fact is, leaving any drugs legal leaves a black market open for criminals to exploit.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that at KeepYourAssets.net, they can help you to be protected from those who wish to take your assets.
I misspoke before we went to break. I said that as long as some drugs remain illegal, there will always be criminals, the criminal element around in order to profit from them and raise the prices dramatically and thereby make it so that drug addicts have to commit crimes, unless they're independently wealthy, of course, have to commit crimes in order to get the money to feed their habits. And, you know, I just wonder if callers like Eric from Michigan, who... he seemed generally concerned for people who were addicted to drugs, but at the same time, it seems to me that if you're concerned for those who are addicted to drugs, you should want drugs to be legalized, because then they could afford their drugs better than they can today. It is just a fact of life that the black market increases the price of illegal drugs dramatically, by thousands and thousands of percentages. It's incredible, the amount of profits that are built into the black market. And I just wonder if people like him actually know drug addicts. I mean, Mark, your wife worked with drug addicts for a living. certainly she had, I'm sure she could tell some stories. I've known personally some people who've been addicted to drugs. When I used to live down in Florida, my ex-girlfriend used to take care of this little girl who was a very, very nice little girl.
She was an angel.
7 years old, something like that. And her mother, on the other hand, was not such an angel.
Yeah.
She was a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman couldn't really even keep food on the table for her daughter.
Yeah.
Because she was spending all of her money on, I think it was meth. I think meth was the drug of her choice. And who knows what else she was doing in order to get the money for the drugs. Because not everybody robs and steals. Some people prostitute themselves. I believe she might have been doing that. She was a relatively attractive young lady. And I believe she was prostituting herself in order to afford her drug habit. And if you'd ever go to her house, which we did from time to time in order to drop off or pick up the little girl, things were just weird, man. People were hanging around there that you don't think would normally be hanging around there. And everybody was sort of standoffish, you know, they're like as though they were hiding something, which they probably were. And it was just a nasty, nasty situation that would have been totally different had the drugs been a 60th of their price, which they could very well be if they were legal.
I'd say that they absolutely are. I mean, look at generic drugs at Walmart and that kind of thing, and then you'll get an idea of what
right.
it costs. I mean, they have to get the natural resources for aspirin from somewhere.
Yep.
And when you're talking about, you know, refining things like heroin from poppy plants and cocaine from these coca leaves, you're not talking about very extended processes compared to
sure.
the pharmaceutical processes of today.
Processes. And you're not even talking about something that today costs a lot of money. We're talking about marijuana being brought in by the ton, the truckload, a few moments ago on the program. And you have to understand that down in Mexico, if you're going to buy marijuana in bulk, you're only going to be paying like $100 a pound for it. Now, you can take that marijuana and bring it into the United States, and if it's mid-grade marijuana, you can sell it for, I don't know, $1,500 a pound. So that's a nice little markup right there, and that's if you're selling it bulk, okay? That's if you're taking it and you're selling it to sort of mid-level marijuana dealers who will then take it to the street level. Nobody goes to no one goes to Mexico and buys a pound of pot, brings it back, and you know quarter bags it out. That doesn't happen. But down the line, that pound of marijuana is going to turn into $3,000. And I mean, it's just amazing the differential in price between the original grower and the end user, the very last person to purchase that little baggie of marijuana. It is tremendous, the amount of money that can be shaved off of that price if it was just legalized.
And
to say that we shouldn't do it because some drugs are just so bad that we don't want people to get their hands on them is really, I think, just an argument from ignorance.
And I was thinking about the argument that, poppy seeds and heroin or poppy plants and heroin and therefore coca plants and cocaine and all those things would have to be imported. So what? So are our bananas, so are our oranges,
yeah.
So are all kinds of our foods, and it's not that expensive.
Sure. In fact, it would probably cost even less if, for instance, we weren't going over, we meaning the government, wasn't going, say, down to Colombia and spraying their crops with some evil killer chemical.
Yeah.
And wiping out a certain percentage of the crops that are being grown in order to be turned into drugs. I mean, if that wasn't happening, then the wholesale price would be even lower if there was real competition.
Even with our intervention down in South America, I've heard on authority, I've never been to South America, nor have I ever purchased pot from South America, but I can tell you that...
Oh, you might have.
But I haven't. Well, I haven't purchased directly from South America.
Right, right, right.
And I only on a very few rare occasions have purchased marijuana anyway. Anyway, in South America, an ounce is $5. In Kentucky, it's 150. I wonder why.
Exactly right.
And more on drugs.
Let's continue here because more people want to talk about this and other things. Let's go to Steve in Utah. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
Good, sir.
What's on your mind?
Oh, just want to talk about the drug issue.
Yes, sir.
And let's see. They need to legalize it. And
you're, when you say it, you mean everything?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know the government already sells heroin, and it's called OxyContin, And a couple years ago, I had to go put my friend in the ground because, he was using that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that because there are a lot of people that are addicted to that drug.
Yeah, and it's the government supplies it. Rush Limbaugh, I do believe, he indulges in,
I think that's a pharmaceutical company that supplies that. The government,
has approved
has given it its rubber stamp from the FCC.
And they tax it, and they make money off of it. So,
sure, FDA.
And they need to just legalize marijuana and just... But there's another thing. Then you're gonna decrease the population in jails if you...
Yes, you are. Dramatically.
That's not a good thing either for the government. They need to keep those jails and prisons full. So
it would be a good thing for you and I, and you wouldn't have to pay for those jails.
Right. But if you really cared about your citizens and your fellow man, you would, legalize it and, control it and clean it up and lower the price dramatically.
Which makes you wonder about the government, right? It makes you wonder because it seems to me they don't care about their fellow man. All they care about is putting their fellow man behind bars. And isn't that a bit of a sickness?
It's kind of like you got to make sure that, as many people in America are tapped out as possible, whether they're buying, expensive cars or buying expensive drugs, just make sure people don't have extra money and make sure people are working and in debt.
That's an excellent point. We are a society based on debt, and it's really hurting us. It really is long-term, and Steve, thank you for the insight, and thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think that's pretty insightful. Maybe that's one of the reasons why, one of the sinister behind-the-scenes reasons why these government goons want to keep drugs illegal, because they know it's keeping a certain segment of the population down. It's they have these addictions, and they would still have the addiction theoretically, even if the drugs were legal. But at least they'd have a little bit more money in their pocket.
I don't think the government has any desire to keep them down, and I think that segment of the population would probably keep themselves down anyway. They're pretty good at that. But I do think that the government sees, whether or not they see it. The government is, in fact, enterprising on those people that are addicted to drugs. They run jails and prisons. They get money from, the federal government.
They see
and the federal government taxes us. And, of course, local and state governments tax us, too. All to keep these people behind bars.
Right. They know where their bread is buttered. They see it. The drug warriors in America, the people working for the DEA, the people working in the vice squad at your local sheriff's department, all of these guys know exactly where the money's coming from. They're not fooled. They're not that stupid. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-363-8736. That's 877-363-8736.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Do you know how cheap you can go with solar for under $1,200 now?
Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231, also known as the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, however, we do invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You need to do this shopping just to live. I mean, there's stuff you just have to buy in life. You might as well buy it at Amazon because they carry pretty much everything. 41 categories to shop in, everything from their huge selection of books all the way to their brand new category of groceries. That's right. Amazon sells groceries now, bulk style, which is really cool. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. And also, I'd like to announce for our Canadian listeners, we do have an international audience of this program, and for our Canadian listeners, I have now set up a Canadian Amazon link, which is very simply amazonca.freetalklive.com. Also, we have for our United Kingdom listeners, amazonuk.freetalklive.com, and I think we may have a German link coming soon that will be announced within hopefully the next few days. So that's pretty cool. And if you forget the links, just scroll down our banner column at freetalklive.com. You'll find the links right there underneath the Amazon banner. So try to make it as easy as possible for everybody to get out there and help Free Talk Live out and get the products they need for life. All right. 800-259-9231. Continuing with the phone calls here. Oh, actually, I want to read a quick email from Amy since we're still on this war on drugs topic. She says, my brother was recently killed in a car accident. He struggled with drug addiction for years and had only been out of jail for 6 months. Mm. It's not yet confirmed if he was under the influence when the accident happened. I pray that he wasn't, but I know that there's a good chance he was. My heart breaks because he was doing so well. He'd actually gotten a steady job and had only recently gotten his license back. I still cannot believe my brother's gone forever. He was only 22. Sometimes people ask me how I can be for the legalization of drugs, given the problems that my brother suffered. And I always ask them, how does the criminalization of drug users help the drug user? How does it help anyone? Jail did not help my brother. What I want to say is that drugs are dangerous, drugs are addictive, and they cause a lot of pain. But it's not the job of the government to help these individuals by throwing them in jail. And I would also argue, as an aside, that it's also not their job to help them by forcing them into what might be an unwanted treatment program.
Well, sure. When you force people into treatment programs, then you're artificially inflating the treatment program market.
Right.
They don't have to compete for each other's business. They just have to compete for government contracts, which doesn't require them to be, you know, it removes them one step from being good, you know, productive at what they do. Let me tell you, basically, a lot of drug treatment programs, people just act like bureaucrats, like they work for the government.
Sure.
And a lot of them just work for the government. So, you know.
And as far as the drug addict is concerned, they feel like they're being forced into something and that they're going to resent that. They may say one thing, but they'll be doing another. Let's continue, though. The email real quickly says, again, she doesn't think it helps to throw them in jail. My brother belonged with his family, who was doing everything in their power to help him. His struggles are over now, but I never once gave up on him. From Amy. 800-259-9231. I just thought I'd share that as an example of how, you know, the drug war can impact your life, even if you aren't doing drugs, even if you aren't a drug addict. Her brother was.
Mm.
And he went into jail for it, got out, and probably got right back on the horse. All that jail did was suck $40,000 a year out of the pockets of taxpayers. Didn't do anything to make his life any better. Let's continue with the calls. You can bring up anything. Going to Eric in Canada. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just wanted to make a quick clarification about inflation and how there's two distinctions that usually aren't made.
All right.
Okay, the first is obviously the one that we talk about when we're talking about, you know, Nazi Germany or pre-Nazi Germany in the 20s when the government just massively printed dollars to pay off its debt.
Yes,
so that
right.
inflation was solely caused because the central bank just printed wads of cash, okay?
Okay, what's the other one?
And the other one is the one that's happened after World War II in a lot of developing countries like Argentina, where the central bank didn't necessarily print a lot of dollars. They did do too much, but that wasn't the root cause of it. It was that the demand for the Argentino peso just completely fell. See, that's the thing about fiat dollars. They're almost magical. Foreign investors and speculators basically can decide how much they're worth. And I can use an example here in Canada. In the 90s, we had a Quebec referendum when one of our provinces wanted to become its own country, and our dollar fell to every other world currency. It just plummeted. The government didn't print more dollars, and inflation went up, but it was just because demand
Wait,
for the Canadian dollar fell.
I think you've got your terminology
right,
wrong.
That's devaluation of the currency, not inflation. Inflation is the printing and introducing of new money.
No, but
right.
No. Inflation is as demand for the dollar goes down, inflation happens.
No,
right,
no
you're talking
sorry,
about
no.
the inflation of prices and, you know, inflation by, you know, from an economic standpoint, the definition of the term is
an increase in the money supply
of the currency. What you're talking about is a devaluation in the currency.
Right. A lot of people are confused about the definition
and they
of
work,
inflation.
They work similarly in that the currency becomes worth less.
Correct. Usually when you see increasing prices, that's not inflation. That's a symptom of inflation, and inflation being an increase in the money supply, whether that be them printing the money or incrementing digits in a computer somewhere. Either way, they are essentially increasing the money supply. So just a, you know, that's just an issue of definitions. But I appreciate you bringing that up. Any other thoughts?
Okay, sure. I guess that's what I wanted to say, because sometimes Argentina's used, but it was also because demand for the dollar plummeted. Okay, and the other thing I was going to talk about, private prisons. Have you guys talked about, I mean, not theoretically, but in actuality, have you talked about the private prisons in the United States?
We've talked about a few of them.
I don't know much about them,
okay.
Honestly.
Because there was an article in The Economist, and it was talking about it, that, you know, the jails run in Mississippi by the government are, you know, they're almost third world.
Mm-hmm.
But the private jails, they do much better because they're almost run like a business.
And it's true. They've got overhead. They've got to meet. I think private jails typically have work options for their for the people that are in the jails, where they might answer phones, taking airline reservations, that sort of thing, hotel reservations, and the prison takes a percentage of their paycheck and they use it to pay off their overhead, and they take a percentage of their paycheck and they put it in an account for the prisoner. And from what I've heard, private prisons are definitely a step above government prisons, but you have to be cautious about that, because in the in the current legal environment, with all of these sort of non-crimes being crimes, like doing drugs we were talking about earlier, there's still that incentive for the private prisons to support putting drug users behind bars. So just because there are private prisons doesn't mean that they're being run by people that actually necessarily that necessarily want to reduce the amount of prisoners in the world. They're being run by politically connected individuals, and I think our current private prison situation leaves a lot to be desired, even though there are definitely some benefits. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing from you. So, again, just to clarify, people are misinformed about inflation, and I blame government economics textbooks for this, you can actually go to, like, dictionary.com, go to different dictionaries, and you'll find differing definitions of inflation. There are some definitions that will claim that it's tied to an increase in prices. They'll try to make it sound like inflation is a price increase.
Tied to some extent to an increase in prices.
But they'll try to make it sound like that's what it is, and it's not what it is. Because just because inflation is happening doesn't even necessarily guarantee price increases. As we pointed out last night, there have been some products that have dropped in price over time simply because of mass production, because of consumer demand, because of competition. So inflation, it still has affected that product's end price, but you can't see it as obviously. So again, inflation is an increase in the money supply, and the only way that can happen is with the government central bank around to do it. Let's continue with the calls.
Well, it could happen if gold was the currency and a large reserve of gold was found. That would be an inflation of the currency.
Yeah, that could happen, but I think there would be some mechanisms in the marketplace in order to sort of prevent that from occurring, because, you know, if you've got a bunch of gold, you don't really want to just release it.
Well,
you want to hold it.
Gold's useful, and as far as, you know, it's used in all kinds of manufacturing, as far as I think cameras have gold in them.
Right.
Some batteries do.
And there's effort that
parts.
You have to put into getting the gold, unlike the printing press where you just flip on the switch.
Right.
So there's some differences there, important differences. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to John in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. John, listening on WAIS. Hello.
Yes, I am so disappointed. I've been on the telephone for the last 20 minutes, and because of the volume level, I have no idea what has been talked about for the last 20 minutes.
Well, that's okay. You can figure out what you want to talk about, John, and we'll come back to you, okay? So hold on. 800-259-9231. Now you get to wait longer. Congratulations. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.